The Tragedy of Macbeth by William Shakespeare. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Dramatis Personae. First Witch.
Read by Charlotte Zuckett.
Second Witch and Servant.
Read by Grace Garrett.
Third Witch and Gentlewoman.
Read by Libby Gawn.
Duncan, King of Scotland, Old Man, and Lords.
Read by Algy Pug.
Malcolm, Son of Duncan.
Read by Kate Barrett.
Sergeant, Third Murderer, and Soldiers.
Read by Todd.
Lennox, Nobleman of Scotland.
Read by Robin King.
Ross, Nobleman of Scotland.
Read by Arielle Lipshaw.
Macbeth, General of the King's Army.
Read by Phil Benson.
Banquo, General of the King's Army. And Seward, Earl of Northumberland, General of English Forces.
Read by Alan Mapstone.
Angus, Nobleman of Scotland. And Second Murderer.
Read by Ernest Bottinama.
Lady Macbeth.
Read by Bev Stevens.
Messenger and Attendant.
Read by Capricia Page.
Fleance, a Son to Banquo, and Young Seward, Seward's Son.
Read by Lauren Burwell.
Porter.
Read by Jessa Mills.
Donald Bain, Son of Duncan, and Caith Ness, Nobleman of Scotland.
Read by Francis Brown.
Macduff, Nobleman of Scotland.
Read by Alan Wayman.
First Murderer.
Read by Martin Geeson.
Hecate.
Read by Eden Ray Hedrick.
Doctor.
Read by Beth Thomas.
Apparitions.
Read by Elizabeth Klatt.
Lady Macduff.
Read by Megan Argo.
Macduff's Son.
Read by Emily Jones.
Menteith, Nobleman of Scotland, and Seaton, Officer Attending on Macbeth.
Read by Todd.
Narrator. Read by Algy Pug. End of Dramatis Personae. Act 1, Scene 1. A Desert Place. Thunder and Lightning. Enter Three Witches.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
When the hurly-burly's done, when the battle's lost and won.
That will be ere set of sun.
Where the place?
Upon the heath.
There to meet with Macbeth.
I come, Grey Malkin.
Paddock calls.
Anon.
Fair is foul and foul is fair. Hover through the fog and fill the air.
Act 1, Scene 2. A Camp Near Forest. Alarum within. Enter Duncan, Malcolm, Donald Bain, Lennox, with attendants, meeting a bleeding sergeant.
What bloody man is that? He can report, as seemeth by his plight, of the revolt of the newest state.
'Tis the sergeant who, like a good and hardy soldier, fought against my captivity. Hail, brave friend, say to the king the knowledge of the broil as thou didst leave it.
Doubtful it stood. As two spent swimmers that do cling together and choke their art, the merciless MacDonald, worthy to be a rebel, for to that the multiplying villainies of nature do swarm upon him, from the western isles of kerns and gallowglasses is supplied, and fortune, on his damned quarrel smiling, showed like a rebel's whore, but all's too weak. For brave Macbeth, well he deserves that name, disdaining fortune with his brandished steel, which spoke with bloody execution like valor's minion, carved out his passage, till he faced the slave, which ne'er shook hands nor bade farewell to him, till he unseamed him from the nave to the chaps, and fixed his head upon our battlements.
O valiant cousin, worthy gentleman!
As whence the sun gins his reflection, shipwrecking storms and direful thunders break, so from that spring whence comfort seemed to come, discomfort swells. Mark, King of Scotland, mark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?